In presidential lore, being the largest inhabitant of the White House might not be the thing you'd want to be remembered for. But at 340 pounds, President William Howard Taft has no real competition. And as America spares no effort to support its leaders, in the days before Air Force One, Taft was actually accompanied on a 1909 trip to Panama by a specially constructed bathtub. Of this presidential bathtub one, let's call it, reports say it was of pond-like dimensions and capable of holding four ordinary men. With that kind of enabling, you might think that President Taft would have just spent his free time raiding the White House fridge during his term in office. But in fact, newly unearthed letters and diaries of President Taft show a high-level effort to slim himself down. Long before Weight Watchers, Taft apparently kept a food diary to monitor fatty foods and empty calories. He employed a physical culture man, he called it, the 1909 version of a personal trainer. Dr. Deborah Levine, did it work?
Well, it did and it didn't. So it helped him lose weight. He had several successful weight losses over the course of the time he was looking at it. He lost about 60 pounds in less than a year. So that's pretty impressive. On the other hand, he had a very hard time keeping that weight off, and his weight fluctuated a lot over the course of his lifetime.
Some things never change. Deborah Levine is assistant professor of health policy and management at Providence College. She found many of these documents from the Taft administration and wrote about them this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. What do these documents really teach us about the longevity of America's kind of obesity problem and how much President Taft was really on the cutting edge of something that's a big public health nightmare right now?
Well, for the last several years, I've been researching a book about the history of obesity in America, and I'm particularly interested in the period from about 1850 to about 1950. And what I found is that there's a lot of concern about obesity among doctors and patients, things that we tend to overlook when we're talking about our obesity epidemic today. So I think these letters tell us a lot about the patient experience of treating for obesity. I think they tell us about the problem of doctor-patient communications and relationships in sensitive issues like obesity management. And I think they have a lot of interesting things to tell us.
You know, you get a sense in your article and in these documents that there's a real tension between accommodating the big fellow, President Taft, and trying to sort of push back on his impulse to overeat. How did you feel about how that tension emerged in the documents?
Well, I thought it was remarkable and really interesting to watch just how sensitive the physician was in terms of crafting the diet. And also there was a lot of back and forth between the two men about particular foods. In one exchange, Taft asked how many oysters he could have at a state dinner. Then he wrote back and said, I really need to have more oysters than that. All of those kinds of things. So there's a careful attention to the communication as well as kind of a constant spurring on the part of the physician.
There was also a wide sort of public understanding of Taft's girth, and that came up in campaigns. What is the sort of public debate about obesity and the jokes made about Taft say about the extent to which people were or were not sensitive about weight gain and weight loss?
Yeah. So Taft is really the first political candidate in the United States that I've found for whom his great weight was a liability. And he knew that. He knew that there were image issues, and he wrote about it. His aides wrote about it. He knew that there were image issues associated with his weight. What I think is interesting is that it was never an either or. Is he concerned about his image? Is he concerned about the jokes in the newspaper? Or is it about his health? Because he also wrote letters to his family members talking about his symptoms he was having, concern about his energy levels, sleep apnea, heart health, and other kinds of things like that.
Dr. Deborah Levine, assistant professor of health policy and management at Providence College, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.